Hey, good afternoon. I'm Zach DeBerry, and joining me today is our Chief Technical Advisor, Daniel Schaefer. What's up, Daniel? Yep, got a little what? And our lead pastor, Matt Dawson, is
Yes,
with us
sir.
today. So, hey, thanks for tuning in to the Journey Online podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the current series we're in called
Hey,
Fracture.
can I just say I loved the last podcast
Yeah.
about the importance of partners
Yeah,
that
man.
you and Chris did? That was awesome. I'll just
It
throw
is
that out
awesome.
there.
They're all awesome.
Yeah,
I
they're
mean,
all. They really are.
People who aren't listening to the podcast, they're
They're missing
really
out,
they're just
dude.
missing out on life.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's right.
I mean, just totally,
just
completely
totally on life.
Missing out on life. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Yes.
Make sure you're tuning in and listening. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the series we're in, Fracture. And I think it's an important series, kind of maybe a little heavy, some people may think, but I think it's an important series. But since I've got you here, Matt, and you conjured this whole thing up, I just kind of wanted to hear from you as our pastor and kind of the point man, you know, hearing God's voice and taking us as a body to where God needs us to be. Kind of just a little bit of the heart, you know, what prompted the Fracture series in your heart and in your mind, and where you're taking us over the next few weeks.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's been called like three different names, and it's been on my mind to do since 2012.
Wow.
We had a graphic for, I think it was called Torn at one time. And, I can't remember what it was called the following year, but we kept putting it on our radar.
Yeah.
And, I don't even remember what happened, but several things happened where we just felt like, you know, in that moment, God, we kind of planned it at a certain point of the year and we said, okay, God, was just like, you know, something else happened. We were like, okay, well, we need to probably do something different. I remember one year, we did the year on fear, beneath the surface.
Yeah.
That was where it was supposed to be. And we decided, you know what, we really need to be, we were going through stuff as a church, and we said, look, we have this other thing that we feel God leading us to. So for me, it's long time coming in terms of why we're doing it, the heart behind it. The heart behind it for me, honestly, is I think Christians do a really sucky job at getting into messy situations or broken people's lives because we don't have a fast or quick answer for it. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a, you know, when someone loses a child, when somebody, you know, walks through divorce, when somebody walks through the pain of a miscarriage, when somebody, you know, they're dealing with the phone call said it's cancer, just go down the list. When you deal with these fractures, these moments of where your life sort of at a soul level just breaks.
Right.
And Christians come in, and here's the worst thing. The worst thing that happens is Christians come in and they give this crappy, sugary response like, well, God's just, you know, it all together for your good.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what that means. You have
right.
no idea. Number one, you don't know what it means when you say it. Neither does the person who's going through it. So you either do that or we kind of deny it. We kind of ignore it because we don't have an answer, because we can't tie a bow around it. We don't even want to engage it.
Right.
We don't want to go into that moment. And that's the worst thing. I mean, we are called to bring hope to people. There is hope for anyone going through a fractured moment. I know they're not going to feel it immediately. I know they're not going to experience it right away. But the reality is that we need to do a better job. And that's and that for me has been the initial thing. How do you find, and that's where the subtitle was, like hope in the pain. Like that's been the heartbeat behind it, regardless of what we call the series and whatever the case is. That really is the heartbeat. And man, I loved it when I think it was last year we came up with Fracture because there's somebody in our church, and I'll tell this story quickly, but somebody in our church who, they were having a hairline fracture on their foot, and they've been wearing this boot forever. And it's funny because when you start thinking about those kind of fractures, it's like, you know, it looks like they're fine.
Right.
I mean, if you look on the outside, everything looks okay. But because of that break or that crack, you sometimes can't see, man, the strength is gone.
Right.
You know, the integrity of it is gone. Right. I mean,
right.
it's just like, you can't put any weight on it. It's so painful. And I think that's the thing with our stories. You meet somebody and I meet somebody every day that has a pain in their life,
right.
that has a fracture that they're dealing with or a memory of a fracture they're dealing with, and you have no idea because they look fine and they talk fine.
Yeah.
But that's the other part of the thing I think that was the heartbeat behind it was, man, we got to be better at, you know, not just being okay with walking into those stories, but telling our own stories
yeah.
of fracture too.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, when I think about it, the analogy that you drew with the kind of the hairline fracture,
oh, yeah.
you know, and that's one of those things that some people, you can even live through it, you know,
yeah,
for
yeah.
weeks and months and, you know, maybe try to deal with it and cover it up and hobble around some. And I think a lot of people are just living their lives that way.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, they have this deep wound, this deep hurt, this deep fear, this, you know, deep fracture that maybe they haven't completely, totally dealt with, whether it's forgiveness or just deep pain, you know, that it still hurts when they think about it and when they see this or hear this or encounter something, you know, it brings back. So such a beautiful analogy of you may not be able to see it all going on, but it's there. We
it's
all
there.
Have it.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sure
a common
is.
Link between all of us, and that's why our stories matter. That's why owning up and being open and honest about our hurts, our fears, our pains, and being able to engage and share that with others is so vital. And so as we kind of got into that, what I began to think about as I was processing Sunday and everything and all where we're headed with this is essentially, you know, in my mind, there are really two types of fractures. And I'm going to just kind of get you
sure.
to engage with this a little bit in our lives. There are really the fractures that are done or caused by you, you know,
yeah.
whether that's choices you've made or, you know, bad decisions, those kind of things. But then there's also fractures that are done or caused by others. So why don't you just talk a little bit about maybe the distinction between those, maybe what you've experienced as a pastor, a counseling people,
yeah.
Dealing with those things. Just talk a little bit about those two different types of fractures.
Well, there's those two different types, and then there's the one, then there's the muddy middle.
Yeah.
I'll give you.
There's always the gray.
The muddy middle, because, you know, the one is like, you know, I cheated on my wife. No,
yeah.
not me, but I'm just saying, you know, not me, just Tracy, I love you. You know, there's the idea, you know, I made a decision.
Right.
Not straight. The moral failure, whatever it may be. It's decisions that you made.
Yeah.
And fractures come because of those decisions. They have consequences.
Right.
Right? King David, right?
Yeah.
Looking across the roof, Bathsheba, I'm going to make some decisions.
Yeah.
And your choices bring about those fractures. The other one is where, honestly, I mean, my brother who was hit, who had a car accident, people who are hit by drunk drivers.
Yeah.
You talk about things where these circumstances are completely out of your control.
Right.
But it still happens. And, you know, fractures happen. And then, dude, you know, then I deal with, you know, divorce. I mean, you know, the muddy middle,
yeah.
right? Because you didn't get to the place to a place where your relationship is broken.
Mm-hmm.
A divorce is on the table because you made all the right decisions.
Right.
Like nobody's there. Decisions are a part of it. And yet sometimes people feel oftentimes, at least one party does in the midst of a divorce, that there's nothing to do about it.
Right,
but that it's circumstantial. So you have that muddy middle in
yeah.
the middle too, where there are clear things sometimes, and sometimes there's not. It's not as clear that the fractures are a result of this combination of, you know, choices I've made and things
yeah.
that choices that other people made. That's what I said Sunday when you really begin to think about all of our stories overlapping.
Right,
a fracture in anyone's story can have a ripple effect.
Oh yeah,
into yours. So
yeah,
yeah. That to me, I'm with you, man. That to me is hard sometimes to distinguish. But you know, when you just own up to it, hey, this is one of those situations that we had no control over. This is one of those situations that I had a part
yeah.
in. Either way, you got to be able to find hope there.
Yeah, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, but in my experience in talking with people and hearing stories, and you know, in my limited years, you know, as pastor and
mm-hmm.
those kind of things and talking through people, it almost seems like people they have an easier time dealing with the fractures that they've done to themselves caused by their choices. You know, they can get over that. I mean, they still may go back and it still
yeah.
may hurt and they still may have some consequences. But I think they can get there
yeah.
a little better. But when you find the other person who's had something beyond their control that's been done to them.
Yeah.
That's harder.
That
you know,
is harder.
But then that gets into the other issue of forgiveness.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
and that's a big part sometimes. And you touched on that Sunday of, you know, how do you forgive? You know, how do you walk in that forgiveness?
Yeah. And think about it from this perspective too, that like you said, that I think sometimes it is easier when people are honest with themselves to be able to get past it. But if you're not able to forgive yourself
right.
for a decision,
that's true, yeah.
then you can't get past it. But forgiveness applies to both. You
yeah.
can't forgive yourself, so you can't get past your own decisions
mm-hmm.
and the fractures. And then you can't forgive someone else. I mean, if you honestly did, like we talked about Joseph, How can you remove the debt and the guilt from someone else when they deserve it? I mean, I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Those brothers deserve to burn. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. For what they did. But, you know, here he is later on, you know, removing that from them, saying, look, it's not you. Like, don't even wear it from a responsibility standpoint. Man, that's the kind of forgiveness, I'll be honest, I search for in life and have a hard time finding.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think sometimes that, in terms of forgiveness, sometimes you can get to a place of forgiving yourself faster.
Right.
Than you can get to forgiving someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
So true.
I guess without getting into too much detail.
Yeah.
You know, on those things, I wanted to hear from you maybe what kind of fractures you may have lived through or experienced. You know, again, without getting into too much detail, you know, we try to keep these things at a minimum, and,
yeah,
and we
yeah.
get into too much storytelling. You and I'll start tossing stories, and we'll be here all day.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's build a campfire. Let's do it.
Yeah. So what fractures kind of have you experienced or lived through or walked through, you know, that you've had to go through and deal with forgiveness or just saying, you know what? I believe God's got it. You know, he can get me through this. He can help me bear it, whatever it may be.
Yeah, my brain goes on the surface. My brain goes to a few different scenarios. One was circumstances out of our control, miscarriage.
Yeah,
first pregnancy miscarriage. There was a lot of circumstances around it that we struggled with. Really, honestly, forgiving God because that was a situation where he was the only one to blame.
Yeah,
and so we struggled there. Had a muddy middle one, you know, one in the muddy middle where, I blamed a lot. I was fired from a church, just horrible experience,
yeah.
A lot of betrayal, a lot of just emotional crushing. But then, you know, you look back and you go, yeah, there was a ton of circumstances that were crashing down on me, but you know, I was a part of that too. There had to be, there obviously were some things with me that I can't maybe see fully, but you know, I was a part of that situation. So I know there were some choices there too.
Yeah.
I think through, you know, other times where my brother died in a car accident, you know, a week before my wedding.
Oh, wow.
My brother was like the prodigal son, like my brother who'd, you know, gone to prison and run away from home, and he was the, you know, black sheep of the family. And he, you know, he just, you know, that was an unresolved thing. That was one of those things where you sit there in life and go, I don't know if I'll ever resolve that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever resolve that. So forgiveness is tough there too, because there isn't anybody to blame.
Right.
And there isn't anybody, you know, decision-wise, you can look back at his life and say, well, if you'd made different decisions, but I don't know. So I think about those fractures in my life. I think about things that all of them have shaped me, you know, all of them have helped me become, you know, who I am.
Right.
Having to weather those unresolved things and having to weather decisions I've made and having to weather going through being a victim. I mean, let's just be honest.
Oh yeah.
When you're a victim, even from you're feeling like you're a victim of God, man, talk about your faith at a crossroads.
Yeah.
You know, like we got to figure that out. God, if I'm going to follow you, we got to figure that out. So that's just some of the ones I think of.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, me. I'm definitely probably more in the things I've caused category. I've made a tremendous amount of poor choices, but you know, and probably some of the bigger ones. You know, a common theme in mine sometimes is I'll make a choice and it will lead down a road of just complete discouragement, you know, and then I will just live there.
Yeah.
You know, and when I'm discouraged about myself, the choices I've made, you know, then I find it hard to, as you were saying, forgive myself, you know, from something, even though I know God, I know you've wiped it clean.
Sure.
But I'm just constantly a failure and you know, mistake prone and just wallow around in that discouragement. And
hey, the enemy uses that. Let's just talk about Sunday, John 10:10, you know, the enemy, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his only job. And you look at that and say, hey, look, he's going to leverage everything to discourage us and to bring us to despair. And like you said, even though up here in our brain, it's like, oh, God forgives.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's fine. But then there's that whisper of the enemy going, you suck. You know, just like whisper to Zach, you know, dude, you're worthless.
Yeah,
you know,
I read something helpful for me personally recently. It said, it's okay to sit on the pity potty. Just don't sit there long enough for you to get a ring around your hiney.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. That's you
know,
so good.
And so it's weird things like that. You know, that's my kind of weird that I'm like, oh, that's very helpful. Yeah.
That's helpful.
So it's
right.
okay to sit there for a minute, but you know, at some point you got to move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those were some of mine. Mine definitely are more the caused by me than having a lot of things done to me or out of my control. And so for people who are, you know, as you said Sunday, this may be a tough, it was probably a tough Sunday, and it could be a tough series because it could be opening up some old wounds, some old thoughts, some old things. To someone who's maybe listening to this or will get this maybe sent to them, who are in the midst of a fracture, whether it's a decision that they've made or a decision that someone else has made that has, you know, just completely wrecked their life and their idea of everything that's good.
Yeah.
How can they find absolute hope in the midst of a fracture? If you're walking through the midst of the pain and the, you know, the hurt and the agony that comes from, you know, either a bad choice or something that's done to you, how do you find absolute hope in the midst of that fracture?
That's a great question. I'll be honest. I think the easiest way I can sum it up, Zach, is that it's just not enough to know that it exists. You have to pursue it. It's not enough to know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough to know. I mean, I'll be honest. Think about a relationship. You know, it's not enough to know that you're loved. Sometimes there's just too much on you. There's too much weight and feeling and depression. And, you know, to know up here in your brain that you're loved is just one element. If you don't pursue it, if you don't engage it, if you don't find a way to walk towards it, you're never going to, and I guess the best way to say to pursue it, I mean, experience some of it. You can't even begin to have it until you begin to experience it.
Right.
And experience is my word for the year. So that's my word, my experience. And I look at that same thing and go, you know, give you just a brief example. You know, where I struggled with forgiveness for many years, for betrayal and some other things that happened in a bad situation. It was not enough to know that I could forgive, that I should forgive, and that forgiveness was the way. Okay. Right. It wasn't enough for me to know that until I really honestly began to pursue it, until I really began to share that story with others and just let people into my life and just share the pain I was feeling, share with others the I call it the circular logic, you know, that just leads you nowhere.
Yeah.
So until I began to do that and had other people speaking into me, I just wasn't experiencing anything. I wasn't experiencing any hope in that situation. And I tried to deny it. I tried to bury it and just go on with my life.
Right.
But, you know, it just, you know, that's just doesn't happen. That's very difficult to do. So I'll be honest, the key to that, even the key I'd say to pursuing and experiencing something is, you got to have other people involved.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to have other people involved. You can't, this is not something you do solo.
Right. And I think that's one of the common, you know, to a Christian and a follower of Christ, to our discredit and to our fault, sometimes we feel like we come into a body of other believers and we do have to look like we have it all together.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and I think I don't know where it comes from or why it's that way.
I don't know. Judgment.
Yeah. And so when people begin to think about these fractures and these hurts, you know, they begin probably to crawl back and say, well, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody can relate to this, you know. But that's totally not the truth.
And they would think differently of me if they did.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the worst part about it.
And so that's why I think, you know, owning it, being real with it, and ultimately, as you said, telling that story. Stories are just so powerful.
Yeah.
In helping us to get over whatever it is that hurts us, to begin to understand forgiveness, to begin to walk in life and life abundantly.
Yep.
You know, as the Bible promises, when we begin to walk in that, you know, in that abundant life that Christ offers, because ultimately He is the hope. And you said that Sunday, you know, getting through some of these fractures begins when we truly believe.
Yeah.
You know, that there's nothing that's happened in our lives that God can't heal, that He can't bear with us or get us through and over.
Yep.
That's where abundant life begins.
I'll give you that other quick example. You know, there was a last month in a ladies' gathering, just a really close friend of ours shared her story of pain. And one thing that was remarkable about it is, you know, from a tragedy in her childhood, one thing that was remarkable was she said, I went through therapy. I did all the practical therapeutic things. And she just wasn't experiencing freedom.
Right.
She just wasn't experiencing. And she was later honest with the therapist, who happened to be a Christian.
Yeah.
She was later honest with the therapist that she refused to pray. That she just refused to pray. She refused to share her story with others. She refused to pray. And finally the therapist said, look, again, you sort of know all that you need to know. You know, you have gotten the intellectual side of this down. Until you pray,
yeah.
Until you share this with others, you will not really begin to experience hope or forgiveness. Mm. And she even shared that the last partner night. She said, you know, from her testimony, she said the moment she prayed the first prayer to forgive, the moment she asked God for the strength to do it, from that point forward to now, her story is flourishing.
Right.
Just sharing her story with others, giving hope to other people, helping people understand the experiences that she's been having. That's just all part of it. You cannot do it alone. You were never meant to do it alone away from God. You were never meant to do it alone from people. You know?
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the keys, is just to realize you're not alone.
Yeah.
You would be shocked at probably,
oh yeah,
you know, sitting, you know, in front of you, behind you, around you are people who are probably walking through a very similar thing. Maybe not exactly the same, but something similar.
Yep.
You know, and God wants to use your story and to partner you up with people that can walk with you arm in arm and
absolutely
just help you walk through it. Well, as we kind of wind down, what, you know, as I said, this may be a little bit of a heavier series,
yeah,
you know, and dealing with some stuff in people's past and I guess getting into messes for people. So what do you not want people to miss about this series?
Gosh, okay.
I know there's so much, but
yeah. Well, number one, I don't want them to miss the series.
Right.
Because, because it stirs things in you, people decide not to come.
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We try not to honestly let people know when we're talking about hard stuff in marriages, because people who are struggling in their marriage don't come.
Right.
They don't want to deal with that. They didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that there's no better way to deal with it. There's no better way than to let someone else start the conversation for you.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling with something, come, and through, you know, the speakers we have this month, like, come experience the start of the conversation and then just trust God to finish the conversation with
right.
you. That's the way I look at it. Don't miss the start of those conversations. The other thing I would say don't miss is do not miss that even though it is deep and it is going to be hard for some, and even though it is, and for others that aren't going through anything right now, I'm 20 and this is the best time of my life, and the hardest thing that ever happened to me was a B, you know, in school. You know, if you're there, listen, you've no idea what's coming up in your life.
Right.
Come and get it from a studious aspect. Come study and learn and be aware that when this comes,
yeah,
that I can weather, that I, God, you know, again, God can help me bear it. God can heal it. God can redeem it. So I think that's another part of it. The last part for me would be, dude, don't miss the hope that comes from the stories we're going to share. I mean, over the next few weeks, whenever you listen to this thing, you're going to hear stories, whether it's stories from the Bible, personal stories that we're going to share through the podcast and through the sermons. Don't miss the hope that's going to be shared in those stories, because that may just be the thing that you need to hear, and that might spark you to take some steps towards the hope that you need to experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, I'm always reminded of the verse where Jesus, you know, he says, in this world, you will have trouble.
You will.
Not you might, or it could happen, but you will have trouble. But he doesn't end it there. You know, he says, but take heart, because I have overcome the world.
Yep.
And you know, that's the key. Well, Matt, thanks so much for just sharing your heart.
Yeah, man.
You know, and telling us a little bit about this series. And if you're, you know, as Matt said, if you're on the fence about whether to come back or not, maybe last week kind of stirred some emotions that maybe you thought you had dealt with and those kind of things, just keep coming.
Yeah.
And what we're not promising is that after these 3, 4, 5 weeks together, everything's going to be good.
No, we're not promising.
Not
that.
At all.
No.
But what we are saying is if you'll come and you'll let God begin the process of healing and work in you, that it can begin to lead to paths of forgiveness and life and you know, really absolute hope that we're all searching for in this life. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks Schaefer for hooking us all up, making us sound good.
And stories. We need to send your stories in.
Absolutely. If God is, like, after this first week, if God's already stirring in you and maybe helping you get through some stuff, be sure to share that. You know, at stories@thejourneyonline.com. Just send it to us.
We'd love to pray with you.
Yeah, you can make up a Gmail if you don't want us to really know who you are. Yeah, exactly. Just make one up. Yep. You know, you can be fancyboy2828.
Send it from
Gmail.
Your spouse's name.
Whatever. And so you can keep it anonymous if that's your deal. If not, we would love. We just want to hear every story.
Yeah.
You know, we want to hear about God at work in your heart and in life and the people around you. So use stories at the Journey Online. Be sure to share those. Also, check out thejourneyonline.com. If you're not subscribing to this podcast, you can do that. And always, we've got some amazing content, even pertaining to Fracture. In the next few weeks, you're going to have some cool blogs coming out.
Yep.
If you're not already subscribed to that, it'll come right to your inbox if you do. blog.thejourneyonline.com. Be sure to get on there, read what we have. Subscribe so it'll come right to your inbox. You won't miss out anything. Well, thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to us ramble a little bit.
Yep.
We're praying for you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.